Welcome to episode 353 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you here? Are you now? Are you new? Well, let me tell you what this show is like. It's a lot like a Tide Super Bowl commercial. The first one is funny, you know. This is great. The second one that comes on and you're like, oh, cool, this is cute. It's like a continuation. We got a... It's a fun story and, you know, it's awesome. And then by the last one, 15 commercials later, you're yelling at your TV to go away. Just go away. Why is this still playing? I'm Jeremy. With me are two men who are going to mock me all night.
Yep, Doug.
I'm Kevin, but I'm not going to mock you all night. What am I going to mock you for, bud?
Man, I want to mock you all night. Sounds... Mock you every day.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm saying mock, you dirty birds.
Oh, I'll take it.
But you can take it either way.
Not
wink.
Not what your girlfriend says.
About that Tide commercial, though? Man. It was funny. They actually showed one during the Masked Singer, too. He, like, showed up to that. It's like, man, they really drug that on, didn't they?
God.
It'd be great if he showed up at, like, the next morning news. Mm-hmm. Just showed up there.
It really was. So, best commercial of the night of the Super Bowl was obviously Jeep, right?
The Groundhog Day one? Yeah. Yes.
Jeep was really, really good. That was my favorite. I told you guys in chat, I was like, oh, well, now I want to buy a Jeep. Even though that thing is ugly as sin.
Yeah, it was. No. I really dug the Marvel trailers, like where they kind of just showed us like what Disney Plus was going to offer.
Hey, we're talking about that soon.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's a trailer, not a commercial.
You're a trailer.
It was a trailer as a commercial, yes, but still not a commercial. Yeah. Not in my book because it's in the notes.
Oh, but it was overall though. I mean. It was a great Super Bowl, and it was just refreshing not to see Packers or Patriots in it.
I won $100.
You did? That's awesome, man. Playing squares, right?
Yeah.
Ah, squares.
I thought I had terrible numbers, and then they both hit on first and second quarter, and we were like, whoa, we rich. We went and bought a boat.
A $100 boat?
No. $100 for the down payment. It's going to be $70,000 to pay off.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Small payments, just about $1,200 a month. No big deal.
No big deal.
Interest rate of 45%.
Oh, man.
So I think we got a good deal.
There you go. At least you made some money off of it. I mean, you had a party last night, right?
I just had a couple friends over. It was nothing big. We made some food and people came over and then they had to leave in the fourth quarter, so...
Were they invested in it as you were?
No, they actually came over with their Cowboys gear on, which was kind of strange.
That's Cowboys fans for you.
So yeah, I was like,
that's their formal wear.
You do know that they're not in this, right? You must be confused. And they're like, yeah, but we just like football. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. Man,
whatever. But hey, football's not done.
Oh, yeah, you're getting the XFL.
Yeah, XFL starts.
Extreme.
XFL starts this week, and I actually purchased tickets.
That's awesome.
To go to the inaugural game of the inaugural season.
This a brand new stadium?
No, they're playing at Globe Life Stadium where the Rangers played. That's their new stadium now. And so they actually did a lot of construction to make it work for football, and definitely looks different. It's very sad to see the outfield not there anymore. And it's, you know, it's just not the same, which is kind of sad, but, you know.
Yeah. Things change, man. But hopefully they're successful. Hopefully it's a successful team and everything. So what is it? What's the name of the team? The Dallas Renegades. Renegade. That sounds badass.
Renegade. Yeah, the logo is not too bad either. The color scheme's a little weird, but it's.
Can I tell you what I think it looks? It straight up looks like they ripped off the Gotham Desperados logo. And was nice. Like, this works.
They can even get like Lorenzo Lamas to show up on certain nights. You know, like it'll be like free hat night, and then Lorenzo Lamas shows up. Does a little commentary. Revisits the 90s.
I'm lost.
He had a show called Renegade. Oh, fuck off.
I was so lost.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Drizzle asks, think it will last? It has a chance to, as long as they invest at least 5 years into the league, because it's going to take a long time to grow this thing. But I will say that the game was sold out.
Hmm.
So, well, nearly sold out. You know, all the upper deck was sold out. The lower deck was mostly gone. So I think it'll do pretty good. I mean,
I also feel like in a day when the NFL is making all these new rules and stuff, and people are getting really like butthurt about that, and like, oh, you can't do this anymore, that's such bullshit, like, well, you can't tackle this way anymore, they apparently don't give a shit. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting from the commercials and things. So I feel like there's a calling for it now. Like when it first happened, you know, like 20 years ago, when the fuck that was, it just like, maybe the appeal wasn't there because it was like, oh, I can watch football.
Well, they also had some weird bullshit, like they didn't take it seriously like real football, because it was just like, you can put your own nickname on your jersey, and so that's how we got He Hate Me. and stuff like that. So, but they actually are paying people, like they actually have ex-NFL players, like quarterbacks, people from college that were popular, you know, so there aren't, well, I can't really say they're paying people, because I know that some of the other, you know, they're saying it's pretty low, but I'm sure that'll grow with time. But the rules, I read through the rules, and some of them are really cool. Like the game clock is, I mean, the play clock is down to 25 seconds. So it makes things move really fast. You only have to have 1 foot in bounds. So that's like college rules, in order to make a catch. You can still kick a field goal for 3 points, but when you score a touchdown, you can actually make it a 9-point score, because you do not kick an extra point. They got rid of extra points. So either A, you can choose to go for it from the 10 or 5 yard line, the 15 yard line, or like the 25 yard line. If you go from it for the 25 yard line and score, then you get 3 points, and so, or two or one. So it's pretty cool. I mean, and so the game will move really quickly, and should be a lot of fun,
man.
So we'll see how it goes. But if you guys like what we're and I guess we should say before we get going, Kevin, congratulations. Your Chiefs won the Super Bowl. 50 years they've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't have happened to a better coach and a better quarterback.
Very true on the coach. And both of them, yeah. Andy Reid has been working hard for years. And you can tell every vet in the league loves Andy Reid to death.
You mean eating hard.
Yeah, he's been eating hard. It's funny because he, like, when they won the AFC championship, he's like, they're like, what are you going to do? And he's like, oh, I'm just going to go home and have a cheeseburger. And then after the Super Bowl. I go to bed. And then after the Super Bowl, he's like, well, I'm going to make this one special. I'm going to have a double cheeseburger and go to bed. Like, it was really, I loved it. And seeing him get sloshed at the Gatorade.
Yeah. That had to have been just a joke. Like, okay, you guys thought that was funny. All right. Well, make it special this time. Might even put a pickle on it. So it's been 50 years since they won their last Super. Has it been exactly 50 years?
Yeah. Well, so, in the terms of, you know, because it was 69 is when they got it. And this is the 2019-2020 season. So
Doug, check this out. 50 years, right?
It's been they're celebrating like the NFL's like 100th year.
100th year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now. So they officially been around for 100 years, but the Super Bowl hasn't come into play until 1967 or something like that.
No. Yeah.
So
won like Super Bowl IV, I think it was.
So check this out. 50th is 50 years, right? But then It was they won it on 2-2-2020, and it was Andy Reid's 222nd win.
Yeah.
So the stars were aligned for this one.
Yeah.
A lot of twos. It was amazing. Kansas City was lit last night. So they had this place called it's a big like mega mall of bars in central downtown Kansas City, and it's called P&L Power and Light. And it opened up at 10 a.m., but they had people waiting there since 5 a.m. The game didn't start till 5:30 our time. Yeah. And they stayed there well afterwards partying. That place was sold out. Like, it was at capacity. And they kept cutting to that during the Super Bowl, which was nice.
Yeah. I
saw somebody set a couch on fire and then in turn set themselves on fire.
Really?
Yeah. A Chiefs fan. He goes running. He goes running down the driveway and his shoes are on fire.
What a fucking idiot. There's always one. I mean, I'm sure there's a few, but one that's on tape. Yeah, but like around our neighborhood, yeah, it was, my dogs didn't want to go outside. It was all fireworks and gunshots for like probably until midnight or so. Like, it was nuts. People were so excited and it was great. You could hear everyone screaming from their houses, you know, just in cheering and stuff. It was really beautiful.
You know what, though? Sally was trained to shoot one. When you hear those guns going off.
Yeah, so I shared our like next door app. Like, there was a message from this chick named Sally, and it just poor grammar all around, but it said something like, there's no stop, but it's like, dumbass idiot shooting off guns over on blah blah blah, what goes up must come down, let's kill someone, I hate drunk in idiots. What? And then, yeah, she follows like, up her, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, like, we're just talking about, like, I'm a trained professional.
Yeah, she follows up right immediately with, you think you're cool to come in my yard and shoot your real cool, dude? You use a gun in my yard, you better have intended target. I only shoot to kill, period. But she spelled out period and then followed it up with an actual period. I don't play with guns like a baby.
I only shoot to kill, period. Like, that's the only that's the only reason why I
put
shoot
a period on that.
Be like, I shoot at the range.
I'd love to kill those targets.
Yeah, so then you're not shooting to kill because you're shooting a target.
She continues, I don't play with guns like a baby. I can afford the shooting range where I've been professionally trained to shoot one. Shoot one. Just random shoot cowards.
What? That's silly.
We had a good talk about that in the Discord today, like just trying to dissect that.
let's break this down.
Yeah. Oh god, go Chiefs. They give us gems like that. Thank you, next door app. Never change.
So if you like what we're talking about, you like the show so far, we encourage you to go over to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. It's got tons of stuff over there for you to look at, kind of like links to our different shows that we do. It's also got links to our Discord that Kev was just talking about, where you can dissect everything from next door
frogs,
app to frogs and
cats
and love.
What? Hold on, wait. Oh, you meant like sentences.
Yeah,
and things.
Yeah.
I thought we were taking a biology class over in Discord.
So please go do that. Be a part of the community. It's a lot of fun. We also have a link over to our Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you can get some excellent content from us. We do a daily show called The Diner, and today's was a not miss. Don't miss that. It was a must listen. I was going to say must see, but it's not TV. It's must listen. It's wonderful. We go fishing. So do enjoy. So do that. Please support us. It goes a long way to help us support the network and to push this message out to as many ears as possible, because we want to make them ears wet, you know, wet with our voices.
Oh,
yeah. Well, people are starting to cancel their Patreons.
Oh, do ears have like sweat glands?
Oh no. But they got other glands. You know
and
what
there
I'm saying?
The rest.
There go the ear enthusiasts.
All right, let's get into it. Let's have some fun. every week we like to look at Amazon, read some fun reviews that people have left on all these wonderful products. And this week is no different. Doug, take it away.
Okay.
Doug, take it away.
Yeah, no, hold on. I'm trying to make the image a little bit larger so I can actually read it.
Okay.
This is for, well, okay. 1 star, whatever the product is.
Mm-hmm.
It says misleading. Yeah. March 2nd, 2015, color black. I'm sure that will come in handy later. I bought this so I wouldn't have to buy both a camera and a dildo. But it failed in both sectors.
How?
First, the description of using it on your pussy is very misleading, as my cat got absolutely no pleasure from it whatsoever. I took it to my daughter's play to try and record her scene in which she played a talking tree, but the camera quality was awful, and my husband could barely see it on FaceTime. People also looked at me funny when I started making buzzing sounds. I dropped it on the floor because the buzzing was so intense.
Oh my
God. However, the lights were fairly useful for finding my car keys when I dropped them on the way out of the performance, and there were no lights in the car park.
Wow. That's a multi-use dildo there. Wow.
76 people found this helpful.
All right.
So, so mine is going to be from Justin, but that's just his, government name. You may know him from a different name. Hello, boys.
Oh, no. Oh, it's Dr. Randall Savage.
Dr. Randall Savage, boys. We've been kicking up the dust and smelling the feet.
Oh.
You guys been dancing to the beat?
Mm. Yeah, who's the we?
I have an assistant now.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yes, his name is Florence.
His name?
We do the sniff, right. Sniff together.
The what?
Sniff, sniff. Toes.
Oh, God damn it.
Anyways, I leave this a 5-star review. Great stethoscope. So I recently went for a cheap Littmann stethoscope to a cardiology 5-4. I know my Roman numerals. I used to put my thumb on the other bell when taking a BP. Not the other BP. And it works pretty well. This new stethoscope is so sensitive. I heard my heartbeat and like 16 generations of ancestors' heartbeats through the tethers of space and reality through my thumb. Not only that, but I heard some dude sneeze 6 blocks away and a mouse fart in the next town over.
Wow.
Needless to say, it's pretty sensitive. So go get this stethoscope as soon as possible. 263 people found this useful.
Oh, boy.
All right, boys. I gotta go.
Can you be a professional without being able to say stethoscope?
Wait, can you say it?
Stethoscope. Yeah.
Stethoscope.
There you go.
Oh, hey.
What do you guys... What?
It only took you 8 times to say it, right?
What are you talking about? I said stethoscope just fine.
There it goes again. That's wrong.
Oh. Anyways, boys, I gotta go. Marky Mark's got some feet for me.
Wait, his feet, or did he go find feet somewhere?
A doctor never kisses and tells.
Oh, Jesus.
I got a hot tip on some feet.
Oh, Kev?
Oh, God. Why, though? Oh, okay. Well, this is from Fuliaki. Oh, you're messing with me. This is a 5-star review, though, so at least it's our first 5-star.
Mm-hmm.
It's me and my sister love these.
What are they?
I just want to say this was reviewed in the United States on December 10, 2018 for legal purposes. This is a 36 size count of Lilo Hex. It's condoms, everyone. Sturdy, strong product, but allows you to feel the walls of your partner. Me and my sister agree that this is our new condom company. Hopefully her friends will see our point of view on them when we try them out on her friends. 280 very strange people found this helpful.
Doug's reaction instantly.
Oh boy. That basically swept up whatever viewers we had left.
Take listeners. 10 blue side points.
Yeah, we're full dark side at this point.
Blue side for the blue humor. Take your blue side points. Body boy.
Oh boy. Right down the toilet.
It just so happened that all these nasty ones popped up.
Janice says, I don't know what to do with this episode, to be honest.
We talked about football, vibrators, stethoscopes, and condoms. I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, typical Monday night.
It's a great geek podcast, you know?
Yeah, we talk about movies and video games after we talk about
sex.
Your partner's walls.
Related partners, too.
Yeah, that's what's also like my sister and I.
Oh. At least they're using protection.
Hey, guys, you want to talk about the top box office?
Please.
Well, not anymore. I don't want to talk about
it. I just want to go home.
I just want to go home.
Well, Bad Boys for Life is still bad. 3 weeks in, taking the number one spot. It's made $17 million for a total of $148 million. So that's cool. That's cool.
Word. They need to last one more week at number one just so they could be Bad Boys for Life 4 weeks going.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
1917 is shared number two spot here at $9.7 million for a total $119 million, which is pretty good. And, man, I'm really sad that The Gentleman is way at the bottom. Number five, it's only made $20 million at the box office. It deserves more. It really does. Deserves
it had
a lot
to have made
more.
Its budget, though, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, man, I was looking, because so Doolittle's still on this list. And at $55 million, I looked to see what the budget for that was. It was $175 million.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Robert Downey Jr. shouldn't have left Marvel.
I don't see anything on the budget for.
Yeah, neither do I.
The Gentleman. Well, I'm sure we could probably Google it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now. The Gentleman budget.
Made $46 million
worldwide. $18.4 million.
Yep.
Oh, success. Yeah, there you go.
Success. It has found success. So it'll get a sequel.
There you go. The Gentleman part two.
The Two Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Two Gentlemen Too Fast.
Gentlemen, too fashionable?
Gentlemen Too Fashionable. Too Late.
Gentlemen's. It'll be like Aliens.
Hey, Kev.
Hi, buddy.
For one last time, for one last episode, we're going to need that movie pass drop.
I'm buried alive. Don't bury me.
Audio Jungle.
Oh man. All right.
Movie passes yeah. under.
I thought a really funny one would have been like if you had been like, I'm not dead yet. Mm-hmm. You'll be dead in a moment.
I'll be back. Audio Jungle.
MoviePass has declared bankruptcy. Finally. That means that they can come back.
Oh my god.
That means that they get to dissolve all of their bad credit and they'll be back to fight another day. So they're trying to they declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy, so they're going to dissolve yeah. instead of trying to restructure under Chapter 11. So I guess they won't be back. Goodbye.
Man. Thank yeah. you for your service, I guess.
Hey, they started something that it that prompted every movie theater to do one themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Thanks, MoviePass. Mm-hmm. I signed up for you. I got some use out of you. I returned you for full price and still got some more use out of you.
Yeah, I'm like, are you canceled? Nah.
Nah.
Nah. So here's the weird thing. I've been waiting for Alamo Drafthouse to come out with their season pass, which is essentially their movie pass, their version of it. And it's $19.99 a month, like all the others. And it allows you to see a movie every day. Like the others. But I'm a little worried because the fine print said Movie Pass does not cover booking fees and taxes. So you're still going to charge me a $3 convenience fee and then some tax. So essentially, the ticket's going to be $7 on top of the $19 a month.
That doesn't make sense.
So I hope that it's the fine print. Maybe I'm missing something. But I looked on their website and that's what it said. It doesn't cover booking fees and all that. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, are booking fees the same thing as a convenience fee that they charge on their website? Why would they do that?
Yeah, Ticketmaster?
That seems pretty fucking shady.
So I was, because I was like, that's just an additional $3 straight into their fucking pocket every month or every movie.
Yeah.
So I will, if that is true, then I may have to just go with like an AMC and like disregard that. Because I was like, that's a really shitty move. That's a yeah, really shitty.
So I'm going to be paying what I would already be paying.
Exactly.
Cool.
So essentially, I'm paying $19.99 to get 50% off my movie tickets.
Yeah.
No, thank you. It's supposed to be an all-in-one thing. Like what, Ed pays $19.99 a month and doesn't have to pay anything else, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Huh. Sucks. Netflix, guys, got some big news with Netflix and Adam Sandler. Since Adam Sandler didn't get nominated for a Oscar or any other award for his film that actually went to the movie. What was that film called again? Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, which yeah. I've heard nothing but amazing things about. Yeah. Which is really his bummer that he got snubbed.
Best performance of his life. Put in a hell of a show. And it actually went to the theater. He gave it another chance. They said, no, F you. And so he went, you know what? Double fingers, bitches. I'm going back to Netflix. And he signed another 4-movie deal.
Good on him, man.
So we're going to get 4 more comedies.
Yeah. Good. I mean, you know what? Like, it's lately, I mean, a lot of these actors, like, I mean, look at Eddie Murphy, what he did on Netflix. My Name is Dolomite. I mean, like, you're getting some legit movies on Netflix. Like, the budget's gone up considerably. Oh, I mean, so you can make some great stuff.
Yeah, but Adam Sandler won't. Let's yeah, be honest. Really be like he likes
the, we say, but then that fucking one he made with Jennifer Aniston fucking killed.
And you know what? Give me another Grandma's Boy or give me one of those type movies. I would love to see something.
You know, I remember what was that? The murder mystery thing or whatever. Where they when it remember like it released and they're like, if had this released in theaters, it would have made like $100 million.
But I don't know if it was any good. Was it any good?
Well, I can't speak to that.
I can't speak to that.
We don't
but
know.
But the fact is that people still watch the fuck out of it.
Murder which, mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which.
I know. Mm-hmm. He people have spent like 6 fucking billion hours watching him on Netflix. So he's That's like crazy. One of the most popular people on Netflix. People loved his stuff. So, yeah, according Good. To Netflix, Murder Mystery raked in 83 million views in its first 4 weeks.
Wow.
83 million views. And then, yeah, then multiply that by, like, you know, $7, let's say minimum $7 for a ticket or whatever. Like, that's so much fucking money.
Yeah. Ed, you're still in the chat, man. Talk to me about that AMC. Do you pay anything extra? Do you have to pay booking fees and taxes whenever you buy a ticket online with your movie, with your AMC pass? Yeah, so it says here that there's 2 billion hours that people have spent watching Adam Sandler content on Netflix.
And data is beautiful. by the way, Last Byron resubscribed for 10 months using Prime. And he says, hi. Thanks, Byron. Good
Thank you, Byron. We love you. So, Hamilton movie is coming out in 2021. And oh, I guess... Snap. I guess that they filmed it in 2016 using the original cast.
So that's really cool.
It comes out October 15th, 2021. I vaguely remember them saying that they were going to film it and then it would come out when the stage show started to, like when it was done with its run and it went nationwide and worldwide and all that shit.
Well, it's already kind of worldwide. I mean, It's like in LA, it's in London, it's I think it's in Chicago. There's a touring version. Like
yeah, they had to come through Kansas City. I think they're coming soon, or they've come through at some point.
They'll be coming through like Dallas soon too. So yeah, I mean it's already doing all that. So now I said this in the Saga chat because I sent the link about this earlier this morning. While I will definitely go see this. I wish that they had made it an actual movie. Like, because so Lin-Manuel Miranda has another musical that he did. It's called Into the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out before Hamilton, and that's where he got his, like, I think his first Tony was on that one. And they made a movie out of it, and that movie comes out this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it looks great. It looks fucking dope.
You know, this is just the first step, right? Like, they'll probably most definitely make a movie.
Sure, but I will go see this, but I really wish that they had somehow gotten the original cast back together and made an actual fucking movie.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like Rent.
Yeah. Like Rent. Yeah, because Rent had a lot of the same people, too. It had a couple of people that weren't in the first
one. Yeah.
But
there was like two people that weren't, but they had most of the original cast.
Exactly. But actually make a movie out of it. Mm-hmm. And again, there's still time, but I understand that a lot of the people in the original cast are now super busy. Like, you know, David Diggs is in a fuck ton of stuff now. And then, oh God, the guy that played, Jonathan Groff, he's super busy or was super busy. He was on, Mindhunter. Mindhunter? Sure. On Netflix, the one about the guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was in that, and then he's, you know, Frozen 1 and Frozen 2. This is Finn?
Jacob. I don't fucking remember. Yeah, Finn.
Yeah. Not Finn.
Phil.
Or was Finn the reindeer?
No, that was Steph. Steph.
I don't remember. Anyways.
No one knows.
I don't fucking remember. I've only seen the movie once. But anyways, he's that guy's voice. But... Yeah, and of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda's apparently super busy too. Being in like,
he's got shit going everywhere.
Yeah, dude does not stop. He's got a show on FX. He's got his Dark Materials. He's got plays everywhere. He's doing shit in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. He's just, I don't know, dude. I don't understand.
But hey, he got his break, you know, and he was like, I'm gonna take advantage of this until the wheels fell off.
So Sven was the reindeer. Was it Kristoff? What the fuck was the dude's name? Anna's dude.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the chat.
Well, I'm talking to you. Hey,
Jana and I are having a conversation right now that's very one-sided. Please hold.
It was Kristoff.
Jules says. Okay, that was Jonathan Groff. Thank you. Okay, continue now, Jared. Jesus fucking Christ.
don't get bitchy with me because you said to please hold. All of a sudden, I'm being respectful. And
I got the answer I was looking for. Therefore, conversation over.
Whoa, how am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
By listening to the conversation?
Let's see. Marvel Studios put out their Super Bowl spot, and it was glorious. We got the first look at the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We got a look at WandaVision and a small peek at Loki. What'd you guys
so
the think?
The smallest of peaks. So I'm like, on Falcon and
really?
Winter Soldier. Yeah, I'm just like, whatever. The one that I was like, oh shit, this looks interesting, was WandaVision. Mm-hmm. That shit looks sick. It was like, okay, so we're going to be flashing through, I think they said like alternate realities or
it's
some.
It's like Quantum Leap with Marvel.
Yeah, and like old TV shows and stuff, because mm-hmm. it was like there was like an I Love Lucy vibe, there was a Brady Bunch vibe, like there was mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff happening, and I was like, oh, this looks fucking wild.
Yeah,
that looked crazy. Mm-hmm.
It does. I think I'll enjoy all of them. I loved seeing the Falcon and Winter Soldier as well. I thought that was pretty cool. WandaVision, I'll agree, does look the most interesting. While Loki, we don't know much about, but of course it's going to be Loki and it'll be dope as fuck. So we don't have, you know, we don't have to worry about it.
It was fun. It looks fun. And it's fun to see these movie characters kind of, I don't know, get it. I don't want to say get another shot, but that's kind of what it feels like, where it's like, you know, maybe we didn't know what we were going to do with a movie, but like, but we have some wacky fucking ideas that would work great for television.
It's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it gets to flesh out their characters too. So
yeah, even if they don't appear in other movies, like if for some mm-hmm. reason like we don't see Loki again, I'm sure we will because there's another Thor movie coming out. But like if maybe if we don't see Vision again, for example, we know he's in the show, and that shit looks wild. Mm-hmm. But that'll be fun for that reason also, like to see these characters kind of live on past just the like three or four movies that they've been in so far.
And you know what's fun about you know the kind of what sets this apart from the CW shows? Is that they actually have the movie outfits and the budget to make them look like they're theatrical.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you have fucking Disney as your bankroller.
I'm like, just saying.
It's like, oh, okay, so we made, we've made, well, just billions on you. What do you need? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, no, here's your check. Okay.
Yeah. While I'm not knocking the CW designs, They do very well. They look good, but
they look good. Here's the thing: they look good in their medium.
Right.
But the second that DC EU whatever movie Flash showed up, it was like standing next to Barry Allen, like CW Flash.
Yeah.
It was definitely like that's dope. that's pajamas.
I wear that to bed.
Yeah. That look. That's doing nothing. That will save him. That does nothing. But at the same time, like I think they even kind of like joked about it, where it was like, that looks so comfy. And it's like, that looks like that would protect you.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I think they knew the gag was there. But yeah, it was just like, man, suddenly your outfits look a little cheesy there, guys.
Mm-hmm. So you remember a while back we were talking about Disney doing like testing with this animatronic that flies through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like this was months ago. Little did we know. I mean, we kind of were like, hey, this will be something someday. Well, they just announced that damn thing is going to be a life-size Spider-Man that will be flung through the air above Disneyland's Marvel Land on a daily basis.
That's fucking cool.
So you get to see Spider-Man flying through the air with this AI / animatronic that'll be flipping and it's going to look dope.
There's video of it in the Spidey suit doing it. They have video of it. In fact, that was the first thing I saw was like, it was a tweet in it, and it had just kind of like a GIF of it playing over and over again. It was like Spider-Man confirmed to be flipping through Disneyland Park or whatever.
That's awesome.
Through the Marvel thing. And so I was watching the and this is before I like read anything about it, but I was like, that's that fucking robot. Like I was like, I've seen this exact movements before. And I was like, it's that fucking robot. They just threw a fucking Spider-Man costume on it. And I was like, smart, super smart. Because yeah, you just do that like what every, I don't know, launch it from point A to point B every once in a while or whatever, and like just every 15 minutes, Spider-Man launches above heads, you know, again, and then like disappears back behind the thing and lands on the tarp it's supposed to land over there. They reload it. 15 minutes later, he shoots another direction. You know,
like that'd be cool.
That's sick. You know, you're just here's walking along, like, oh, hey, look, oh man, it's cool. I'm in Marvel Land, and then like, oh, there goes fucking Spider-Man. Like, yeah. Not only would that be super sick to me and like super immersive, like I'm trying to imagine. I mean, think about taking your kids there. Like, and I'm not even talking like Colin age, but like, you know, someone a little younger that may still believe, you know, and just the
Spider-Man's thing. Real.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, well, there he is. Now, what I want to see is I want to see some fucking web slinging going.
That's what I want to see. I'm sure they'll figure it out. They've got it's Disney. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
The fun thing will be when they accidentally bring out the actor to do like to do photos with kids as Spider-Man, and then that thing goes off, and the kid's like, "Hold up, how are you here?"
Well, that's what I think I would do is it would be a different costume, like, you know what I mean, like.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to explain to the kid, well, there's multiple, boy.
Yeah, you know, let's go watch Into the Spider-Verse. I'll explain this very quick with a cartoon.
Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, but that's part of the problem, though, is while Disney owns Marvel Comics, and therefore they own Spider-Man comics. They don't own movie Spider-Man. That's where they split with Sony. So.
But that doesn't. That doesn't pertain to the parks, though. So
and that's what I was going to say. They can like, I don't know where that falls in the parks.
Cause... They can use the movie versions in the parks because Sony doesn't own the parks licenses.
But could you bring in Spider-Gwen or Miles Morales? Now, granted, you know, you throw a different suit on them, maybe something more based on the comic suit versus what we saw in... I mean, that is the fucking comic suit. But you know what I mean? Like, if you did it like that, then I think you get around it, where it's like, well, it's not from Into the Spider-Verse.
You know, it's
from comic book.
You know what's funny?
I could see there be an issue there.
You know what's funny is the fact that over in Universal Orlando, they licensed Spider-Man for a ride there. So there's a Spider-Man ride over there in Florida. And they're like, I bet you they were like, well, damn it. But it should be cool. It'd be cool.
Nah, they got a paycheck regardless. Yeah. Spider-Man just brings them money no matter where he is.
True.
All right, let's get into some gaming before we go. And boy, oh boy. Boys, what happened to Blizzard? Like, what happened to Blizzard?
They released Overwatch. They got a little too big for their britches, and then they just left and right. We see this all the time with a whole bunch of different developers. I mean, look at Bethesda. Where it was like, oh man, we could do no wrong. Fallout 76.
EA. Look at us. We could do no wrong. Every game.
Every game in the last 10 years. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it just.
We don't like to call them microtransactions.
Well, get
surprise
this.
Surprise mechanics.
You got a new one this week, man. So this whole thing, Warcraft 3 has been an absolute shit show. So Blizzard updated their policy to give itself ownership of all custom games and mods created in its games.
Fuck.
That's me. The first where people went fucking crazy and were like, what the fuck? Then the second thing, they released Warcraft 3 and it's a giant turd. It doesn't have the same game modes that the original game had. It doesn't have the same... they redid the cinematic from the first game, from the original, and it looked amazing. But then they kept all the cutscenes the same from the old game, so they didn't touch them. And then you get what they said. They said to their fans, this was the press release. Reforged cutscenes preserve the true spirit of the game. The fuck out of here. And that's why, if you go and look at Metacritic, the current game has a score of 0.5. The lowest score of any game ever. And Blizzard had to respond by allowing people to instantly refund their purchases because they weren't letting them. What a shit show.
Didn't okay, and I heard something about they were banning people who were helping others cancel their accounts.
Yep, they're banning people off the forums.
That's ridiculous.
It's just, and so, oh, what they also did was they took the original game off the servers, so you can't install the original game anymore. It forces you to install the Reforged version, and if you hit update, then you're fucked. And all there's left is the Reforged version.
That's ridiculous.
I'm telling you, it's they got almost like over confident. Which is crazy because, man, Blizzard Con or whatever the fuck it's called, BlizzCon, last year should have been a fucking wake up call when people started booing them over their video, mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and then yeah, but then in this last year, like with all the other shit with the Hong Kong stuff and the Overwatch stuff and all these other things, man. You know, like. You know what the problem is, and they fired like most of their PR team right before. I mean, it's about a.
That was the 800. Most of the 800 that they let go was from the PR team, marketing.
Yep, PR and marketing. Like that's what they fucked up. Is that they fuck up and they don't understand why they fucked up or how they fucked up, and the people that were supposed to be there to help them, most of them are not there anymore. I'm sure people have been. Seats have been filled, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't understand. I mean, again, it was just overconfident. I can do no wrong, and then the lashing out when they get the bad feedback, or you know, like the you can't help people quit their stuff. You're banned. Like that is such an overreaction. But that's what it reminds me of. I mean, it reminds me of just people that like don't think they can do anything wrong, and so when they get negative feedback, they immediately lash out because they don't know how to process
their egos got too big. They were like, we can print money. People are going to buy anything we put out. And this is the old Blizzard used to not put out a product until it was perfected. And then you get this, like some of the stuff here, custom campaigns created for the original are not compatible with the Reforged. The players are unable to create their own campaigns. The remaster also removes longstanding features such as clan support and competitive play.
Why? It seems like they just released such a like unfinished product there.
Is this an Activision product? Are they still with Activision?
Yeah, Activision owns them
Blizzard.
Still.
Activision owns Blizzard, yeah.
So I mean
that's probably that is probably the stem of all of it in the end.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby Kotick needs his fucking fuck money.
So that's where I think it is. I think The good people at Blizzard split when they sold to Activision for some unknown reason, and then you're left with just what you got, and it's just yes men who are just like, okay, we'll do that, yeah. Let's move on. Steam has set a new record with its highest player count ever, and so it broke its own record for most concurrent players on Sunday, and it was a peak of 18.8 million players, and
what the fuck were they playing?
Everything, which is really crazy with all
the coin game,
all the coin game, with all the new launchers out there. It's crazy that Steam is still pulling in these kind of numbers. It's great.
Well, what's established?
What's even weird to me is look at the peak time. 6:20 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's got to be like probably China.
That's 8:20 a.m. our time. And that would be 9:20 a.m. like Eastern time.
What time would that be in China?
So I don't fucking know.
Well, you're supposed to.
Oh
my god.
Let me look it up. Copy. Let's see. In China, it would be 10:20 p.m. in China.
That's peak gaming
hours. So that's peak gaming hours for China, so that's probably why.
On a Sunday night?
Uh-huh. They don't... Listen, God is nothing to them on Sunday. It is... Gaming is God. And you shall play.
Wow.
What? I don't make the rules? No, but China, I don't know. They have some, they just fucking play games all day. Like they lead in players online for a lot of Steam games.
Because the population is
I know,
so high.
Kev. I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm not
treating it like a negative.
That's what I'm telling you. That's where most of the numbers are coming from.
Yeah.
Wizard of the Coast has announced a story-driven RPG with, get this, it's being led by ex-BioWare vets. Yeah! Okay. Yeah! And it's the KOTAR lead, one of them.
Okay.
So.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Yeah!
I'm surprised they didn't try to get anyone coming back for the remake. Like trying to get back the old staff or anything like that.
Well, the supposed, you know, supposed remake.
But who is it from?
Let's see. You got big two names are James Olin and Chad Robertson. Both worked for BioWare. Olin,
he's the one that worked on KOTOR or not still.
Yeah, Knights of the Republic, Neverwinter Nights, Boulder Gate, Jade Empire, Mass Effect. But he also worked on Anthem, so. The article says, but nobody can be perfect 100% of the time.
True.
Also worked on Swoter. Mm. So Knights of the Republic and the Old Republic.
Oh, nice.
Well, guys, have you ever wanted to, you ever want to find bugs and get paid for it?
I mean, that was, my parents said if I don't do well in school, I'll end up getting a job like that.
Well, you could do it for Xbox Live, and they're going to be paying you $20,000 for it.
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All you got to do. So here's the thing. There's a $20,000 bug bounty, and it starts, the payouts start at $500. Okay? Security holes that leave Xbox Live Network vulnerable to spoofing attacks can earn a researcher up to $5,000. Remote code execution exploits pay the most, from 10 to 20,000, and as long as they've been previously unreported. So, Kev, get your coding hat on.
There you go. Put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make me some money.
And so far, this is the biggest lie of 2020. Nintendo says they won't be releasing a new Switch in 2020. bullshit.
Swear, guys, swear.
That's what
it's
they said about the
Switch. It's an enhanced Switch.
That's what they said about the Lite. No, we don't have any plans for that. And then they did it.
We got plans for that. It's like that skit from Chappelle's show where it's like,
exactly.
Why would anybody fuck with someone's couch? Yeah, I fucked with Eddie Murphy's couch.
I love it. I love how they even had to rewind it. Oh, Rick James. R.I.P.
So, yeah, I 100% I'm positive that we're going to get a Switch Pro model this year.
I hope so.
Why not? Bigger screen. You see that big ass bezel? That's screaming for a bigger screen. And then
just to have more power in the portable side of it. I think that would be great.
A bump in the, in specs, faster CPU, a little more RAM, you know. You don't have to design new games for a more powerful one. You could just add new features, bigger screen, bigger battery, bigger CPU, and then you're off to the races. Mm-hmm. I have noticed that the online store has come to a crawl. It is so slow to navigate.
Yeah, they need to redesign that store.
Well, I mean, at least the UI is still snappy on your home screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, last story of the night. You guys know that most of these first-person shooters are getting like these battle pass systems, right? Well, guess what? Doom is getting one as well.
Yeah.
But it's free.
Yeah.
So you just play the game and you unlock stuff like a normal video game.
Like how it's been for the last like 30 fucking years.
Bethesda don't play that shit, dude. Yes, or, they... I mean, I'm sorry. I take that back. Id don't play that shit.
I was about to say. So everything will be free and it'll be fun. And you just earn XP and unlock cool cosmetics.
That's awesome.
And
God intended it.
I just read that 18 seconds in, you are going balls to the wall. So the setup is 18 seconds and then you're gone.
Sounds about right.
So
I love it. This is supposed to be like the Hell on Earth one too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. I can't wait for March. Next month it comes out.
Yep. It's definitely on my watch list. I'm going to play it day one.
And me too. And for anyone watching the stream, I keep rubbing my nose. I don't do cocaine. I just have there's a hair and it's just itching. Okay? Leave me alone, Jundar.
There's an old Roddy Dangerfield joke. He's like, oh, I don't do cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
Those jokes have not aged well. I'm going to be real honest with you, Kev.
Super problematic. I mean, yeah, go back and... I mean, a lot of comedians.
Not problematic. Just not funny. No. I know he's your favorite. I don't mean to bash him. But, like, those jokes, they had their time in the sun. Kind of like most comedians, you know, if you go back and listen to a lot of stuff, it's just like,
it's completely different.
Carlin is the only one that, you know, his jokes have stayed pretty relevant.
Because they were about politics and politics never change.
Yeah, that's true. All right. That's it for the show. Stay tuned. You can do some little Q&A with us. Had a lot of fun this week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Next week, we're going to read off names for our Patreon subscribers. Oh, yeah. So. We'll do that next week. And until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.